anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march.
Wiley stands at his own 24, waits for the snap. Rodgers deep for Nebraska. Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rodgers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back up the field to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45.
Calling the count, he turns, flips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns, he's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown. Touchdown!
Goes to the yard, snap with Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger, and Nebraska takes the lead. It is history. 13-0.
From this very moment, the ball is in the air, and Nebraska takes on Clemson in the Gator Bowl to kick off the 2009 season. We welcome you to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, the next to last for 2008. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, Derek Stenson doing all the work here today, and we're glad to have you along with us for the next hour. Coming up, we'll go back to Jacksonville, and we'll be talking with Sean Callahan here on the Doug and Daddy Show from HuskersIllustrated.com. On the beach, is that what he's doing?
No, I don't think it's all. I mean, I don't think it's 80-ish.
Since it's noon there, he should be up, right?
Well, practice is already over.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, so, yeah, they're getting probably some time to relax.
So, really, nothing for him to cover between now and, well, the game.
You have to write a story till 1:30.
That's what I'm saying. Once he goes click today, it's the Black Bear going, oh, yeah. I'm taking it out, Jacksonville, and wherever else they might be going from there. We'll talk to Sean Callahan. Also, we'll hear from defensive coordinator Carl Pelini, his comments from practice as well, and a ton of holiday basketball tournament action going on today. And I'll be off to go back to Ravenna. We've got the Amherst Holiday Tournament on ESPN Radio, St. Cecilia basketball in Crete from the Doan Tournament. And that's just part of it. I think almost everybody has found a way now to get into a holiday tournament. Some started yesterday. A handful will start today. And we will see how that all breaks down. Tony, I don't know. Here's all I'm saying. I haven't seen that much of one family since Brady Quinn's sister. How many times do you got to show me Chase Daniels' family in the Alamo Bowl? And I only saw the second half. And could our assessment when the bowl picks, when they came out and said that it was Missouri and Northwestern, and I think you were on board with this, our immediate assessment was, you know what?
They don't want to be there.
This has got Kansas State, Purdue written all over it. Chase Daniel is down there to party. He don't care. He's gone. A lot of these guys are gone. They don't care. Even though I believe they were much more talent on that football team It was a Northwestern team that saw a chance to pull off a big win, and they almost did it last night. Somehow Missouri finds a way to win a game, maybe because of a missed extra point, maybe because of a Jeremy Macklin punt return right before halftime that maybe doesn't make Gary Pinkel just snap your necks in the locker room. But again, it comes down to so many bowls now in the bowl season. You see this, not time and time again, but you do see it. And I think it'll be interesting to see tonight in the Holiday Bowl what Oregon does. Was their whole season to beat Oregon State and keep them out of the Rose Bowl? When Oregon State plays in the Sun Bowl, they don't want to be there. They went from the Rose Bowl to the Sun Bowl. Even though they're favored, even though they're a better team than Pitt, and tonight, Okie State and Oregon, I think that's going to be a great football game in the Holiday Bowl. But Missouri Northwestern, exactly. You know, Missouri could have won the game by 40. They just didn't want to be there.
Well, we've got a mutual friend, and we'll just call him Russ for those purposes. He's a Big Ten guy. Loves the Iowa Hawkeyes. Super. So before the game last night, he says, the way Northwestern is going to roll these guys up. And I said, Russ, figure it out. And he said, what do you mean? I go, it's Big 12 versus Big. And I've got to give him that because that's what we do during the year. Poke a little fun at him. You know what? Then I watch the players come out of the tunnels. They're interviewing the coach for Northwestern. You can't hear him. You can't hear the interview. The players are behind him. They start to jump up and down. They're having to be held back. They're raring to get on that football field. They're raring to play a bowl game. They're so fired up to be there. Missouri, they're out there giving each other high fives. They don't think they went through warm-ups. Chase Daniels seeing how far he can throw the ball. He's on the out, throwing it 85 yards. Like, here, if there are any scouts, watch my arm. Look at this. Yeah. You know,
let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Mike chimes in. Good morning, gentlemen. After watching ESPN's television coverage of the Alamo Bowl last night, I have to wonder if the network is secretly planning to launch a new reality program, continuing the tradition of family-friendly educational shows such as The Osbournes and Hogan Knows Best. It appears that life with the Daniels family must be the next thrilling adventure. It was nice of ESPN to occasionally give us game updates in between shots of Chase's family. At least they didn't all wear backwards Missouri hats, but maybe that's the plot line for a future episode. Just hoping that maybe you guys are in the loop and can give us advance notice. Keep up the good work, Mike. Mike, right on topic. Mike, we'll put you in the bin. Maybe we'll send you something. I don't know. Thanks for that. Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You missed a great boys game in Minden last night. Yeah, well, clone me. I saw a great boys game at Ravenna. So there you go. Minden 49, previously unbeaten Axtell. You know, they out there, 49-47. I saw a good one. Loop City goes down to Ravenna. There's a lot of other good ones, so can't be everywhere. And I look forward to seeing those teams again in the very near future as the Minden Holiday Tournament continues. Adams Central awaits the Minden teams today as they both won yesterday.
Doug, is it harder for you to get in the bowl mood with the holiday basketball? Is it tough for you to get excited? I mean, today's really the first day.
Tired.
After last night, I think today's the first day that I felt any excitement at all for any bowls.
Can't watch it all, but this will be a little rarity. There are a couple. Lawrence Nelson and St. Paul are having post-holiday tournaments this Friday and Saturday, but not going to be broadcasting any games. So for the first time in, well, the 12 or 13 years that I've been here, I will see Wild Card Weekend. I will see some of the bowl games. We're going to be back here Friday working. We're going to be breaking down the Gator Bowl on the show. And so we'll see some of that, and then we get right back into it next Monday. But, yeah, it's I don't know if it's the bowl season, but because that seems to hit more before Christmas when you have to fill out your sheets. And it seems like Christmas sneaks up on me every year. There's just no time to get ready for it, as many people have. So, no, have we missed anything in the bowl season, though, right now? Have we? I mean, there were a couple of exciting games yesterday as far as close, well-played. And hey, Harrison Beck! Atta baby! Atta kid! H. Beck! Oh, you bowling ball piece of goo! The starting quarterback for North Carolina State gets hurt. They're up 11. Harrison's about ready to take him in. What, put him up 24-6?
Guy was open.
Whoop!
It was a linebacker for the other team.
That's
right across
right
the middle.
To Rutgers. He's gone. They bring in the third string quarterback. It's all downhill from there, and Rutgers gets the win.
By the way, interesting also to watch Kirk Herbstreit's hatred for the Big 12. Every time they pin him up there to show the little confidence ratings they've got by the ESPN Bowl, you know his confidence level. And, you know, he can break down the team and say a couple good things about Oklahoma State and Missouri. But in the end, he's always like, I picked Northwestern. You know, big shock. Confidence meter, 28. You know, so you know, today it's Oregon and Oklahoma State. So he goes through it all, you know, both high, you know, offenses going back and forth. Should be a lot of points scored. Oregon's the winner, though. I pick a confidence level as 12. I mean, you're not going to pick one Big 12 team to win a game. Not going to do it. And you know, you see the bias, and you see him when they pick the, you know, talk about the greatest team of all time. He shoots that Nebraska team down. He's, you know, they wouldn't have been in his top 25 that year, even though they won a national title. But he's not going to pick a Big 12 team. People, keep watching.
Let's go to the Dan Popper inbox because we love to read most of the emails. Ken chimes in. Ken must celebrate all 12 days of Christmas because last week you were talking about pro football rule changes here on the Doug and Daddy Show, which we were, the whole punt issue thing. There is a rules change I would like to see in both pro and college football. I would like to see field goal points rewarded in the following way. Line of scrimmage from the goal line to 15-yard line gets 1 point. 16 to 27-yard line, 2 points. Anything beyond that, 3 points. What do you guys think?
No.
Doom.
Doom. Here, let me tear that one up.
Doom. Doom. Doom.
No.
Then I got high. Then I got high. Then I got high.
Freaking idiot.
No, Ken, sorry. Sorry. Still dancing around because Notre Dame beat Hawaii. It's unbelievable. Sean Callahan joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show after this break. You're listening to ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Occasionally, some stuff on the Doug and Daddy Show may be offensive. The good stuff.
Here it comes again for the 32nd year, the amazing Camper and Boat Show, all under the roof of the Grand Island Fauna Park and Heartland Expo Center. When? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, January 9, 10, and 11. You won't believe the number of all new campers and boats from the area's leading RV dealers. Eagle Crest, Rich & Sons, Dykeman's Camper Place. Then add to that four of Nebraska's finest boat dealers. Noon to 8, Friday and Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The huge RV and Boat Expo, Fauna Park, Grand Island, January 9, 10, and 11.
Design Homes is a Midwest leader in custom factory direct homes. We are looking for developers in your area that are interested in multiple home purchases. We have over 50 homes in inventory ready for immediate delivery with standard features like Kohler plumbing and Lennox furnaces. Check out designhomes.com today and let us put our 40 years of experience behind your development project. Discover the Design Homes difference today.
Design Homes. Design Homes. Your home now.
McFunner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, your holiday headquarters for coast-to-coast thoroughbred racing, keto, full dining and bar, college bowls, and NFL football. Daily racing afternoons and evenings, including New Year's Day from 11:35 a.m. Join your friends with a big New Year's Eve dance party in the Heartland Event Center, 8:30 to 12:30. Hats, horns, snacks, champagne at midnight. Watch the Gator Bowl at the Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
It's over. Our move is finally over, and we couldn't be happier. Lind Eye Care is now officially located at 4107 7th Avenue. So open your eyes and come see what we can do for you. For example, at Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs. Whether it be new contacts or LASIK surgery, at Lind Eye Care, they treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to see Lind Eye Care at their new location at 4107 7th Avenue in Kearney.
Philadelphia Phillies have won the World Series.
ESPN Radio is right there until a champion is crowned.
The Celtics are the 2008 NBA champions.
LSU wins its second BCS championship.
The play-by-play home of every major national championship. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Here it comes again for the 32nd year, the amazing Camper and Boat Show, all under the roof at the Grand Island Fauna Park and Heartland Expo Center. When? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, January 9, 10, and 11. You won't believe the number of all new campers and boats from the area's leading RV dealers. Eagle Crest, Rich & Sons, Dykeman's Camper Place. Then add to that four of Nebraska's finest boat dealers. Noon to 8, Friday and Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The huge RV and Boat Expo, Fauna Park, Grand Island, January 9, 10, and 11.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area today as we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Highs will stay up around the upper 40s, even some 50-degree readings in some areas. Then temperatures may fall off later today in the afternoon with northwest winds increasing to 15 to 35. Back to 10 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Everybody has different odds, Tony, but Las Vegas sportsbooks favoring the Giants and the Titans to make it to the Super Bowl. The Giants right now 2-1, the Titans 4-1. An odds maker with Las Vegas sports consultants say the Giants have the easiest road to get to the Super Bowl February 1st, while the AFC teams are more evenly matched. The long shots, Cardinals, home game, first round, 40-1. Dolphins, home game, first round, 30-1. Before the season, the two teams that opened with the longest odds to win the Super Bowl, Dolphins, 250-1, Falcons, 200-1. Two preseason favorites, New England, 2-1, Dallas, 7-1. Both failed to reach the postseason. Although New England probably has a lot bigger case for making that as well. We were talking about Nebraska football and you know, your buddy Kirk Herbstreit, who doesn't want to pick Big 12 teams. So, Kirk, what do you think about Nebraska having some of the greatest all-time teams here in college football?
The only thing I'm trying to figure out here is how we couldn't get the 97 Nebraska team on here, too.
Because there's only two teams.
Yeah, I mean, we got three of them in here. We got them all the way.
Kirk, I had five in there.
Yeah, I mean, 97 Nebraska, you guys out there, you let us down. We should have at least had them on the board. You know. This is ridiculous. 04 USC losing to the 71 Nebraska. 05 Texas.
No, wait a minute.
Losing
to 71.
I can't see why that would happen.
Have the same appreciation
Nebraska. Every one of these teams? Are you kidding me? 01 Miami, 05 Texas, 04 USC.
Hey.
You're not going to throw one of them a bone?
Just no Ohio State teams. Gator Bowl, no one will confuse any of the Nebraska football teams in the last 5 years of being a great football team, but this Nebraska football team has performed better than many thought it would, and we'll find out now with one of maybe just two games, I think, Tony, on their entire schedule this year where you're going to have an evenly matched game. I mean, I think there was only a couple of games where your point spreads were right around that 3 to 7 point range. Either Nebraska was a big favorite or they were a big underdog as they get ready to take on Clemson. Right now, a slight underdog.
Well, let's go to Jacksonville and see how the excitement level is building for this team with Sean Callahan, Huskers Illustrated. Sean, how are you this morning?
Gentlemen, it's just not the same not having Big Tony walking around the beaches of Jacksonville in his swimsuit all week.
Oh, I tell you what, he thought it was a little warm here yesterday, so he broke out the thong and walked on his back porch
for a little bit.
So he's still sunning it up. He looks like he's been in Florida for a week and a half.
This is a family radio show here, dude.
Well, now, Sean, you've been down there. You've been watching the Huskers. I guess, did Nebraska miss a beat with the coaches gone at their father's funeral?
Well, you know, they won't tell you that really on the record, but just talking to more people on the side, that first day of practice on Saturday, Bo Pelini was not really happy with the way things went. They came out a little sluggish that first day. So when they came back out on Sunday, when Bo made it for his first practice, there's definitely a kick in his step, and he wanted to make sure that these guys were ready to go and focusing on the task at hand. I mean, the schedule out here, the players are up at 6 a.m. every day, have meetings at 7, practice at 9:30, and they're done with all their football by about noon. So then you've got the whole day to kind of enjoy the Jacksonville scene here. And I think early on, there are obviously a lot of things on guys' minds when they're down on a bowl trip like this. So I think early on, Bo Pelini kind of had to lay the law down and make sure these guys were practicing at the level they expect, and once they're done with that, they can enjoy everything the bowl has to offer.
Sean, I guess when you're at practice and the excitement level you're seeing, I think we saw a Missouri team that was basically uninspired last night, at least to start the game. What's the excitement level of this Nebraska team?
Well, they're definitely excited. I mean, I think when you look at this game, it's the opportunity to win nine games. And when you look at the standard of Nebraska football, the excellence that was established under Bob Devaney and Tom Osborne, the nine-game season win, a nine-win season was the benchmark. Teams won nine games or more every year at Tom Osborne. And with Bo Pelini, his first year here in 03, they won 10 games. If he can get them to nine games in his first year here in 08, I think that would be just an outstanding season that everybody at the start of the year obviously would have said, you know, if this team can win nine, Bo Pelini would have done an unbelievable coaching job, even though, as Doug alluded to earlier, a lot of games they were supposed to win. But that's easier said than done in college football today. You know, not everybody goes out and wins the games they're supposed to win, and Nebraska's done just that, and this will be really one of those coin flip games where coaching is going to play a big deal in the final outcome.
Sean, everybody wants to know this, and I guess we won't know until it's all said and done on Thursday afternoon. How good is Clemson?
Well, their talent is unprecedented, and this will be as good of a team talent-wise at the skill positions as Nebraska has seen all year. C.J. Spiller, first-round draft pick. James Davis, you know, he's a guy that will get drafted at running back. Cullen Harper was the preseason ACC player of the year on all the ballots at quarterback. Their receivers, Aaron Kelly, I think his name is a school record holder, 6'5" receiver. So they have playmakers on offense. They're not a team that's going to drive down the field and march it down 12 plays, 80 yards. I mean, it's Spiller, Davis, or Kelly, or any of their playmakers making an individual play and going the distance. So that will be the biggest test for Nebraska, fundamentals, because Clemson, if you give them an opportunity in space, they're going to make you miss, and that's how they beat people. Defensively, I expect them to be more aggressive. You know, they've got a new defensive coordinator for this game. Dabo Swinney wants his defense to be more man-based, more aggressive. So early on in the year, they weren't doing that with Vic Koning. They were more of a zone type of defense, kind of let things come to them. They're going to pin their ears back and come after Nebraska, I think, and there could be some big play opportunities because of that. And that's where Joe Gans' management and his ability to see the field, I think that will play a big factor. If Joe can just sit back and really read things, and if there's big plays on the field, he's usually able to see them.
Wow, Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com. I've got like nine questions after those comments. I'm not even going to let Daddy talk anymore. But I want to hit two things that you said. I guess if I can remember the two things that I want to touch on. Joe Gans has not done well against pressure this year, A. B, you said Clemson has the most talent at the skill positions that Nebraska's seen all year. Now, I have to ask you, do they have more than Michael Crabtree and Texas Tech, more than Oklahoma, more than Chase Daniels, Jeremy Maclin, Chase Coffin? I mean, really?
Well, these guys, okay, on paper, they were supposed to win the ACC, and they're all going to get drafted. So that's how I go by. I mean, these guys will, okay, statistically, they're not as good as the Big 12 teams, but Spiller will be the highest draft pick running back Nebraska has seen this year, and probably Davis could be the second highest. I mean, there's not going to be a running back in the Big 12 that goes as high as either of these two guys in the draft. So that's how I gauge that off. And Kelly is a guy that can cause mismatches, but you know, you're right. I mean, they're statistically, their offense hasn't done well, but they can make the big play. That's where they're dangerous. In that league of the ACC, the offenses haven't been that great. A lot of it's because the defenses are good, but you're right. Maybe I spoke a little out of bounds there. They're not probably as good, obviously, as Oklahoma or Missouri or those types of guys.
Well, you were really concerning me. That's all I wanted to say, because those other things didn't turn out so well for Big Red.
Sean, injury-wise for Nebraska, who do we have coming back at full strength?
Phillip Dillard is 100% nearly. He'll be ready to go. Marlon Lucky has turf toe, and he should be fine and ready to go. He's had a lot of time to rest. Chris Brooks will not play. Foot strain that happened here at the bowl game, but that's not a big deal. You know, I don't think that's going to be something that's going to affect things. So they're pretty healthy going into this game, and nobody's really going to be out that they didn't expect to be out.
Did they get a 52-inch flat-screen TV for the prize?
No, the players actually aren't very happy with the prizes. They got these $350 Oakley sunglasses that have an MP3 player inside them. So they're like sunglasses you wear with an earpiece in them where you can listen to music. And, I mean, kind of like, who... wants to listen to music and wear sunglasses. So, it wasn't a very good game. I don't know. It's a free thing, but I think they're a little disappointed. Then they got a ring and also a watch and a luggage set.
Wow.
And what did the media get?
The media gift is a duffel bag. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm told it's a bag that would be nice to take on a weekend trip to Kansas City or something. So it's a little duffel bag. If I can snag one, I'll get one for you.
Off the field, what's been the highlight? Sometimes you hear teams get together at functions and scrap a little bit. Sometimes they're real buddy-buddy. What's been the demeanor when these teams have been together?
Well, the teams are so separated. Nebraska is on the beach, basically, at the Sawgrass Marriott Resort, and Clemson is staying downtown, and that's about a 30-minute drive, so there's not too many nights where these guys are going to see each other or anything like that. I think the first encounter the two teams had was yesterday morning at the FCA breakfast. You're not going to have too many word exchanges at an FCA breakfast, I would think.
Fair enough. I guess, Sean, obviously, kind of following up on that, the nightlife in Jacksonville, obviously for the Super Bowl, it was hyped to be something pretty neat, but that's with a whole horde of people in town. Well, what is that like?
Well, it's pretty nice. I'm at the Sawgrass Marriott, and there's, I think, 6 golf courses connected to the hotel. So if you're a golf guy, you can get on. And the greens fee is pretty reasonable. I'm told if you got on the Sawgrass on the twilight fee, which is like a 12:30 or later tee time, it's half price. So $240 is regular. But a friend of mine golfed for $120 on the TPC Sawgrass course. You're 8 miles away from Jacksonville Beach, and there's just a ton of restaurants and bars and hotels right on the water. If you go 20 miles the other direction on the highway from the hotel where we're at, you're going to be in St. Augustine, which is one of the oldest cities in the United States, very historic beach town. So there's plenty to do, whether it's go to the beach, golf, go to the clubs. I think Nebraska lucked out getting this hotel versus being downtown where you're kind of landlocked pretty far away from the ocean.
Sean Callahan is joining us here from HuskersIllustrated.com. They had their final full practice, the Huskers did this morning. What came out of that?
Well, they went helmets only. It was a typical Thursday workout, a little longer than most Thursdays. So they went for a full 2 hours. Usually Thursday in the fall would be like an hour and a half. So just kind of getting the finishing touches done. Nothing too strenuous. Today the team goes to visit Jacksonville Zoo. They do a little visit to the zoo, and that's kind of the final activity. The other team plane will come in. Only about 120 players came on the first flight down. And then the kind of reserves that aren't on the scout teams or injured players, about 40 players come on a plane today. So the rest of the team will get in, and those guys actually don't have to practice or anything. They just go to the game and sit in the stands and watch the game as a fan.
Sean Callahan, Huskers Illustrated. Make sure that receiver knows about our buddy Lance Durrell down there, because I have a feeling Lance goes shut him down.
Put him in there, right?
Wow. Wow. Now, a lot of time off for Sean as he gets ready for the game. You guys fly back first thing Friday?
Yeah, we're leaving. Gosh, we're leaving really early Friday. We get back to Kansas City by 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday.
Nice, nice.
I think my friend Footy lined that trip up for you.
So, yeah, we're getting in there. We've been here since Friday, so it's been a week. We'll have a week here. It's 80-degree weather the first 3 days. It's 70s today and tomorrow, and it'll be 65 on game day on Thursday.
Perfect. Perfect. All right, Sean, any more tidbits we didn't touch on?
I think we hit them, guys. It's been a great bowl trip. I mean, I've been to the Independence Bowl, the Alamo Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, the Rose Bowl, and this one ranks right up there as one of the best bowl trips I've been on. So the fans that are coming down, I think, are really going to enjoy this and get a chance to see a lot, whether you like to golf, go to the beach. Fishing's been great out here. I guess Tom Osborne's been going fishing every day. He's got I see him in the morning at the lobby of the hotel. He's got a guide service that takes him out fly fishing every day. So it's been pretty funny to see Coach and his guide service walking around the hotel each morning.
Last parting shot. What do you think prediction-wise for Thursday?
Well, I just think the emotion with Bo Pelini's father and the focus level on that side, that they really want this game. And, I think Clemson having a new kind of staff in place, there's going to be some things that may be different for them with a new D coordinator calling plays for them. I like Nebraska to win by about a field goal, 24-21.
Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the game, and we'll catch up with you when you get back.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. My inkling right now, Tony, is it's going to be a higher-scoring game. The overs, maybe.
I didn't realize.
U-O-O.
I did not realize, I guess, and you went right back at it. The talent, I guess I didn't realize the draft picks were that high of their skill position people.
Well, again, that's why Tommy Bowden's no longer the coach there. They didn't come out of the gate and perform to a top 10 level like many people thought they would be, a top 10 football team this year. You know, I don't know why that makes anybody think that they're going to be a top 10 football team the last game of the year.
You know, if I just I oftentimes wonder changing a defense, you know, where you were normally just reading your keys, not the blitzing, not the up in your face. All of a sudden, you implement that for one game in the year. You know, I think that does cause Joe Gans to maybe be able to open some things up down the field. If they can, you know, make that initial man miss, step up in the pocket, boom, something deep could be open.
Got our NFL playoff projections coming your way. Also, we're going to hear a few words from Carl Pelini, Nebraska defensive coordinator, as Huskers wrapped up practice. Tony, I want to ask you as we go to break, Florida State's already played. We thought Nebraska and Florida State were going to play in the Gator Bowl. Are you glad we didn't play them?
I think we're real glad we didn't play them. I don't think they showed the speed and athleticism, and Wisconsin took it on the chin.
We'll take a break and be back with more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Holy shlamola!
What the hell is that?
I've never seen such recklessness.
Just another typical day on the Doug and Daddy Show.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough.
Ready at 47, set.
I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built tough, built comfortable. Satisfaction guaranteed. Pick up a pair of Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Comfortable on you. Comfortable on your wallet. Available at Target.
Wrangler. Real comfortable jeans.
Right now, TomTom is making it easier to give the gift of smart, simple GPS navigation. Pick up a TomTom today and you'll save up to $100, which means that instead of another lame gift like a fancy cologne, you can give the easy-to-use GPS that's smarter than any other. It gets you there faster, and unlike cologne, it won't announce your arrival quite so boldly. So save up to $100 and go with the perfect holiday gift. TomTom. Go confidently.
Make the smart choice and enroll now for spring classes at Central Community College. Start a new career in just 2 years through one of our technical programs, or complete the first 2 years of a bachelor's degree through our academic transfer program. Spring classes start January 12th at our Columbus, Grand Island, and Hastings campuses. Call 1-877-222-0780 to learn more. Central Community College. Smart choices, smart people.
RV owners know there are only two seasons, RV season and wishing for RV season. And Rich & Sons has a cure for the wishing at the RV Expo Show at the Heartland Event Center, Grand Island. 3 days of the latest designs and models. 3 days of rebates, discounts, and blowouts. 3 days when you can say yes to an RV or camper from Rich & Sons and save even more than ever. Noon to 8, January 9th and 10th. Noon to 5, January 11th. Heartland Event Center, Grand Island. Come see Rich & Sons. It's showtime.
Philadelphia Phillies have won the World Series.
ESPN Radio is right there until a champion is crowned.
The Celtics are the 2008 NBA champions.
LSU wins its second BCS championship.
The play-by-play home of every major national championship. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area today as we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Highs will stay up around the upper 40s, even some 50-degree readings in some areas. And then temperatures may fall off later today in the afternoon with northwest winds increasing to 15 to 35. Back to 10 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up. Don't forget, you'll get a chance to ring in the new year with a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Pick up the great food there at Troutman's. Bone-in hams, prime ribs. You're going to be partying for New Year's. They've got beer and wine for you as well. Stop by, see Carrie and the gang today at Troutman's Quality Meats. Wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays. But, Daddy, you want to do the NFL playoffs? Let's do them. Who are you taking? Are you just picking your Super Bowl winner teams, or are you, how are you doing? What are you going to do?
Well, the crazy thing is, this week, I like all five road teams. I think they're the better team in those matchups. Well, they're all four road teams.
You just know that's not going to happen, and that's where it all comes into play. And one thing you look at is who's hot going into the playoffs. And just as soon as you get on that bandwagon, all of a sudden, all those teams fall by the wayside. But you look at the teams that are playing this weekend, who's hot going into the playoffs? Well, really, there's only one team that's not hot going into the playoffs, and that's the Arizona Cardinals. And I think Atlanta will win that game, but they better be ready to play. Arizona playing at home, nice weather where they can throw the ball all over the field. Atlanta doesn't exactly hold you to 5 or 7 or 10 points a ball game.
Best game undoubtedly, though, Indianapolis, San Diego.
That could be a butt-kicking. Indianapolis could beat them by 20 points.
Boy, I don't see that happening.
I don't think that will. I do not think that will be the best game. Ironically, I think it's going to be either Atlanta, Arizona, or Philadelphia, Minnesota. Everybody's picking Philadelphia. Look out. Somehow, some way this morning, the revelation, and maybe this is just to put my curse on the Vikings, but I think Philadelphia has accomplished its goal. Then on the other side, you go, well, they're like the Giants last year, coming in red hot. Although the Giants lost in Week 17, that's why I like Carolina in the NFC.
You're taking Carolina for your last Super Bowl pick?
Who did I take last week?
Carolina.
I'm not changing it. Carolina and Pittsburgh.
Fair enough. I've got Pittsburgh up there. I think they play the best, and Roethlisberger obviously needs that week off to come back, but I think Pitt, and I'm going to take the New York Giants just simply because they're at home.
Simply for our, what would be the best matchup for the people that we watch the Super Bowl with? I'm going to say Pittsburgh, Minnesota.
Oh, that would be a war.
That'd be worse than Pittsburgh, Dallas. You would need a big pot and one huge, chet to stir it.
That would be good.
So you're taking the Giants?
I'm taking the Giants in Pittsburgh.
I will say this right now. It will not be the Giants. It will not be the Giants. The Giants will not get in. If I had to rank the teams right now in the NFC to get in, Carolina number one, number two, boy, I think it's a whole muddled mess. Carolina, maybe Atlanta, Philadelphia, the Giants, Minnesota, and then Arizona to make the Super Bowl. I don't know. We'll see. That's all coming up this weekend. You can hear all the games right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I just look forward to the playoff action. And, Minnesota, it's like the popular pick is Philadelphia. I understand that. But every time you think, I'm going to take Minnesota, Treveris Jackson, this figurine just steps up in front of me. I'm like, oh, no, not him. I just don't think he's the guy to take you to the promised land. And I've said that all year, and I still don't think he's getting any better. And after that interception on Sunday, down on the 6 or 8 yard line, right to the Giants, and they return it about 60 yards, that was just pathetic. And they showed a lot of heart coming back, but they did it all with Adrian Peterson, and Chester Taylor's a pretty good 1-2 punch. But they got to keep the ball on the ground and keep it out of Treveris Jackson's hands.
Yeah, Treveris Jackson, huge threat. Huge threat, Tone. Huge threat. Huge, huge threat.
He is El Sucko.
1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call right now. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. If you haven't won the last 2 months, you're eligible. We'll take your call on the air, and the first correct caller will win the $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. What do you think, Tone? What do you think? How you feeling?
Are you going to take it easy on them today since we're going into a new year?
Well, no. Who knows how easy they're going to be, but we're going to go one at a time. They might be different questions all the time. You just never know. But as soon as Derek gets us fired up here, we'll go to the phone lines at 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with today?
Trevor.
Trevor, where are you from, man?
Fullerton.
All right, Trevor. Here is the trivia question. Nebraska getting ready to play Clemson in the Gator Bowl. Nebraska's played 12 games this year. Who did they score the most points against, and how many points was it?
Whoa. I would have to say against Texas Tech. I don't know.
See you, Trevor. Thanks, Bernie. It wasn't Texas Tech. Appreciate it. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Nebraska getting ready for the Gator Bowl. The Huskers have never played in the Gator Bowl. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with? I guess we're chatting with the operator, so we'll get rid of the operator. Say bye-bye to the operator. Let's go back to the phone lines at 1-888-455-ESPN. Back to the Doug and Daddy Show and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Brent.
Brent, how is things going with you today?
Birthday good.
Are you sure about that?
I am positive.
All right.
I'm going to win this, and then I'll be even happier. Bring it on.
Tony, did you have one? Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to the Holiday Bowl tonight. Okay. Oregon, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State has covered their last how many games in a row?
Oh, wow. Five.
That is incorrect, but an excellent guess.
Thanks for the call, Brent. We'll keep trying. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Aaron in Hastings.
Aaron, how's it going? Let's give you this. The quarterback for Clemson is Cullen Harper. How many touchdown passes does he have this year?
12.
That was close. That was close.
But you still stink, Aaron.
Yeah,
bye.
Bye, Aaron. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jared,
let's go to the phone. Let's go to the. You got a different one, Tony? Or okay, all right. What team did Nebraska score the most points against this year?
No idea.
Bye, bye, Jared. Thanks for calling 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Aaron.
Aaron's going to try again. Daddy, you don't have one?
No, I'm working.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you had a new one there. It's no problem. Take it easy. Breathe in the nose, out the mouth. You're going to be just fine. Let's take a look at Clemson. And Clemson started the season 3-3. Name one of the three teams they beat in those first three games.
Maryland.
Oh, lost to Maryland 20-17. Thanks for trying. I'm not going to use that one again. They beat the Citadel, North Carolina State, and South Carolina State. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Brent.
Brent, firing it back in. Let's see. What is Tony's middle name? No. let's go back. Let's go back to the Gator Bowl here and give you another question. Let's go to Bo Pelini. This might be the one that gets you in. This will be the second bowl game that Bo Pelini has coached. Name the opponent and the final score in the first game.
Oh, man. I don't know the score. It was the Alamo, right?
Yeah, who'd they play?
Oh, man. I lost it.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. 1-888-455-ESPN. Who we got on the phone line?
Andy,
I'm going to ask you the same question. Bo Pelini is coaching his head coach in his second bowl game. Of course, the last one was with Nebraska. Who did Nebraska play, and what was the final score?
I think it was Michigan State, 17-3.
Hey, there we got a winner. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Of course, the Alamo Bowl beating Michigan State, 17-3. Hang on the line. Derek will get your information, a $25 gift card to Troutman's coming your way, and have a happy new year, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Hang on the line. We need to take a break. We will be back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Now, boys and girls, here is what you get. I'll give you a two-word clue. Now, here is the secret code word.
The Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, right after you pull my finger.
Colin Coward, host of The Herd. Here's the problem with trying to meet clients and colleagues in person. If you drive, there's gas. wasted time in traffic. If you fly, who's buying the ticket? Getting up early, going through security. All for what? A two-hour meeting? That's why I recommend GoToMeeting.com. You can do more and travel less. With GoToMeeting.com, you can host an online meeting right from your computer. Here's how it works. Everybody logs on to GoToMeeting.com during a conference call. They can instantly see your computer desktop on their computer screen. How cool is that? It's like meeting in person, but less expensive and less time-consuming. You can get more done in less time without the hassle of driving or flying. And my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Promo code Colin.
Happy New Year from Storm Hockey and Bud Light. This New Year's Eve, celebrate good times with good friends. Enjoy $2 beers, ice skate till midnight, dance on the concourse, and watch the ball drop at the First Tier Event Center. Come for the game and stay for the party as we count down to 2009. It's the New Year's Eve party you've been waiting for. Storm vs. Fargo starts at 8.05 p.m. on December 31st, followed by the New Year's Eve Bash. For tickets, call 308-338-8011. Storm Hockey, presented by The Arrow.
Get to the 10.
Aero Alamo Bowl.
Get to the 5.
Tostitos Fiesta Bowl.
Get to the end.
The All-State Sugar Bowl.
Get to the end zone.
The Rose Bowl.
Bringing the heat. Lob for the end zone. Wide open. Wide touchdown. Open. Touchdown.
The Valero end Alamo zone. Bowl.
Touchdown.
The BCS National Championship.
Dean Bowls, including the entire BCS and title game between now and January 8th. It'll be in your dashboard, on your nightstand, in your garage, under the tree. Take ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM along everywhere and anywhere you are. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for a complete bowl and broadcast listing. And while you're there, become a super fan. It'll make you a better person in 2009.
Nature's fifth season. Bowl season on ESPN Radio.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area today as we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Highs will stay up around the upper 40s, even some 50-degree readings in some areas. Then temperatures may fall off later today in the afternoon with northwest winds increasing to 15 to 35. Back to 10 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
All right, back, Doug and Daddy Show, Center of Madness, ESPN Radio Superstation. Only one more show tomorrow. We're kind of running out of time today, Derek. I think we'll move Carl Pellini. Let's try to hold that back. It's about 7 minutes long. I know you want to hear it out there. I'll get the full sound clip. So let's just hold that back maybe till tomorrow. We'll plan on doing that. I know tomorrow we want to take a look back, kind of a quick year in review. You know, when you've only got an hour, I know there's shows that go on for 3-4 hours going over every sport and everything that happened during this year. I know we want to take a quick look back over that. And truly, I guess a quick thing that comes to my mind, and I'm more amazed probably than anybody else, I guess, in America, that Fresno State was the winner of the baseball deal, and I made a big deal out of it then, and that's one of the biggest things to me.
That's your biggest?
That's the biggest to me, just how far
you
down.
You don't think the Giants beating the undefeated Patriots bigger?
Because of the seed, yeah. I mean, yeah, as far as changing events with the NFL being the biggest. Yes, it's bigger, but how far Fresno State came. And there's several other things out there. Tiger Woods doing what he did on with the knee injury, as severe as it was
Michael
in the
Phelps.
U.S. Open. Michael Phelps doing what he did. There's several things we can go back over, and we can take a look at that tomorrow. We need to get to the Dent Popper inbox. Adam and Holder chimes in. Did you guys see who is Johnny on the spot to help NC State snatch defeat from the jaws of victory? Yeah, that's right, Harrison Beck. When he transferred, I was worried that he might gain, oh, I don't know, a modicum of skill and turn into a decent quarterback. Glad to see those fears were unfounded. P.S. Gotta love Kirk Herbstreit. For a smart guy, he plays stupid pretty well. Give him a shut up nerd, Big D. Thanks, Adam and Holdridge. Yeah, Kirk Herbstreit. Shut up, nerd. You got it here, Derek?
I think I got a little bit here. Maybe.
Great team. A 71 Nebraska team was a great team. So was the 95 Nebraska team. And consider this. The Southern Cal team, which I thought was maybe the best team of all time,
maybe
lost by one percentage vote to the 71 team. I mean, there are more people than just in Nebraska voting on this thing. And you can justify it.
Lou Holtz
after all, they
bit.
Were two of the top 32 teams that the people
he's
Nebraska
a lover. Actually, yeah, he's
Nebraska
a lover. He's a lover.
Throw the ball. I say, I don't know. Did 1971, did Nebraska throw the ball?
They didn't have to throw the football. They ran the option.
So if I put six,
the ball if
I put
wanted.
Six first-rounders, walked them up to the line of scrimmage in 1971 with Miami 01, it would matter?
Kirk, I
because
okay.
You read the stats from 71.
Just like we told
Tony.
Gotta love him.
Gotta love him. Obviously, a lot of holiday basketball on Power 99 and ESPN Radio today. Three bowl games for you to choose from. If you like scoring, today could be your day in the bowl game. The Humanitarian Bowl, Nevada takes on Maryland. Kind of interesting because Nevada's got the worst pass defense in all of the land. Maryland doesn't throw the ball, though, very much. So Nevada could run over this team. The Texas Bowl, Rice and Western Michigan. Did you know the two quarterbacks? Yeah, you know, you don't know much about Rice and Western Michigan. Derek, those two quarterbacks have combined to throw for 7,339 yards and 75 touchdowns.
So you're telling me overs.
Well, that would be the logical play. So when it's 17-3 late in the third quarter, don't call the show. Don't call the show. And then Oklahoma State and Oregon, the one that everybody thinks. By the way, Oklahoma State has covered the last nine.
Wow.
Nine straight games for the Pokes.
Can you cover here? I got to go to the bank. Hold on a second.
Yeah, take it on Oklahoma State. You would have cashed early and cashed often. So they get underway today, 3:30 on ESPN. 3:30's got the Humanitarian Bowl, Nevada, Maryland, and then tonight, 7:00, you get two games on, I believe. NFL Network's got the Texas Bowl, and the Holiday Bowl will be on ESPN as well. So the Big 12, another chance, another opportunity to step up and try and claim that coveted cup that everybody's been going for. Haven't got a lot of playing, you know, games in compared to some other teams, but nonetheless, they will try and become 2-0 tonight. Hey, I want to thank you for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Thank you for all that participated in Tuesday Troutman's Trivia. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We want to thank Sean Callahan, Huskers Illustrated, for joining us live from Jacksonville, Florida. Get his insight. See, I was a little concerned about the excitement level. You know, you go to it. Yeah, it's a January Day Bowl, but you're going to be out of bed early. You know, go compete. I'm glad to hear that's up, and the mood is good for that. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. And remember, we are only 48 hours right now from the kickoff to the Gator Bowl. So we'll break it down more, talk NFL playoffs more. I look forward to having you along with us.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.